Thank you very much. Good morning. And thank you for inviting the European Commission to this conference. It's a real pleasure for me to be here and to see the results of the work. It's always nice to see the final conference. You have to deal with all the work for 3 years, and now this is this big moment to see the results. I wanted to give you shortly an overview of what is going on in the area of quality of healthcare and also patient safety at EU level. And maybe we'll start right away. So first, and it could be my last slide, there is no overarching quality strategy at EU level. Something like this you will not find in any EU documents. But, of course, different dimensions and different areas of quality are covered in different EU initiatives, like, for example, quality of products, blood, tissues and organs. We have elements of quality in all the areas related to rare diseases, cancer screening guidelines, and we have quite good legal tools for patient safety, but also quality appears in the initiative of health professionals and also in the research. And this is the part of, this project is part of course, our research program. But we had some political discussions about if we should do some kind of very specific initiative on quality, this overarching thing. So these discussions, they started in 2008, where the French presidency brought to the, what we call Council Working Group on Public Health at senior level, so those are high political officials coming to the Council and discussing once or twice under each presidency the strategic goals. And so the French presidency decided to discuss quality in 2008 in December, where all member states they agreed that there is some need to organize the future work at EU level in the area of quality of health services, but of course that this possible work should respect the responsibility of member states for delivery and organization of health services. So enthusiastic but caution approach. And following this, the Commission prepared, first we expanded the mandate of the working group that we had, that was Working Group on Patient Safety. With this group we elaborated the recommendation on patient safety, so we expanded the mandate of this group from patient safety only to quality of care. And we proposed a reflection paper, so we elaborated with the help of this group a paper in which we proposed four different options of such a collaboration. First option, it was we will do what we have done so far, so we finance some projects, we do some conferences, but nothing more. The second one, it was a little bit more enhanced collaboration between member states in the form of a joint action. Joint action is a financing mechanism that we have at our disposal at EU level. This is about co-financing the cooperation of member states for 3 years in a specific area. The third option, it was maybe we could propose a recommendation that then Council could adopt. This is what happened with patient safety. And the fourth one was maybe a voluntary quality standard. So kind of guideline about how to create standard. And with this paper, we came back to the same group in the Council in 2010. This time it was under the Spanish presidency, who was also quite interested in discussing quality. And after discussions, it was clear that the first and second option, and maybe the second one, is the most interesting for member states. They want to have this enhanced collaboration. And this is how we came up with the joint action on patient safety and quality of care in the shape that it is now. So this joint action which has different goals. So the first comes from this process that I just described, that this is initiate member states' cooperation on quality of care with a special focus on patient involvement, so to identify and share best practice on patient involvement. This is that was the wish of Spanish presidency. But also this joint action contributes to the implementation of the patient safety recommendation. We will speak on it in a minute. But what is the most important for us in this joint action is that it's not just a project or just a joint action. What is important is that this joint action should propose by the end of its life, so in 2015, how to sustain collaboration on patient safety and quality. So it should come up with some proposal about how to not stop in 2015, and it shouldn't be this time just a project 3 years, because this we did already once, then we did twice, but here it should be something more concrete. So we are looking forward to this. So in this transaction we have all 27 member states. France is in lead, and it's running. Now, just I take this opportunity that I can speak here to say a few words about patient safety and the report that we have just adopted. So, patient safety, here we are more, I would say, not advanced, but more precise, I think, in our policy at EU level. Because we have a council recommendation from 2009, which was proposed by this working group I mentioned, and then proposed by the Commission to the Council and finally adopted by the Council, so all member states agreed that they would implement certain number of actions. Some of them they are targeted at member state level, and this is those first five, and there are some that should be implemented at EU level. So at member states level, so this is about embedding patient safety in public health policies, about empowering patients, developing or improving reporting and learning systems on adverse events, and educate and train health professionals and other health workers in patient safety. And there is all one big part about prevention and control of healthcare-associated infections. And at EU level, we are supposed to propose common terminology and indicators on patient safety, exchange good practices, and to develop research. So that was in 2009, and in 2012, the Commission was supposed to publish a report, implementation report, to assess to what extent these measures have been implemented. And we did it just 1 month ago, in November. And here, so what is in orange, those are actions that are the less implemented, where we still need to make progress. Everything what turns around empowering patients is under-implemented, and also education and training of health workers is clearly one area where we should do more. And I'm happy to hear that Günther says that in Germany it's quite well developed, because there is for sure room for exchanging good practice between member states. And at EU level, I think we made quite some progress on indicators, also thanks to the OECD and the project that we co-finance, and that starts to give really nice fruits in the form of 6 indicators that were published last year. About exchanging good practice, so joint action is one of elements where we provide kind of forum for member states to exchange good practice and developing research on patient safety and quality. This is this project and many others. But we were not good in proposing common terminology, so this will be something that we'll be doing in the next 2 years. Now, when you see how it looks like by countries, so you have in green there are countries who are doing well. There are 9 of them out of 28 here are taken into account, because Norway also reported to us. 14 are doing rather still some progress is to be made, and there are some five, those who are orange and red, where clearly it's not, we are not there yet with the implementation. So for this, there's still some work to be done. We were discussing this report with our working group last month as well, and they were quite interested in working more on education and training, and also on reporting and learning systems, because reporting and learning systems are quite ambiguous situation with implementation, because when you ask if the reporting and learning systems are in place, most of member states, they say that they are in place. When you ask if they use them, for example, if they know if the reporting rate increased, then it's not so clear. So I think the work here should be rather on starting using them. I think now they are in place, but now this is about using them effectively. So that was about patient safety recommendations. So this is one piece of soft legislation that we have at EU level and that is being implemented. Now, I just wanted to say also a few words about cross-border directive, because in the meantime, while the implementation of patient safety recommendation is running and joint action is running, there is this new legislative element that came into the context, which is the cross-border directive. So the directive has three main objectives, aims. And one of them, the second one, this is really to provide assurance of quality and safety of cross-border healthcare. And it's quite a lot of provisions in the directive about quality and safety. So member states, they are supposed to increase the transparency and accountability. It's not, they are not required to make, to organize formal cooperation, but still they should also cooperate on guidelines and standards on quality and safety. So we are looking at the transposition, we are now in the transposition period until October next year, and it will be interesting to see how this area of quality and safety also will evolve. For example, each member state is supposed to set up a national contact point, one or more. This contact point is supposed to provide information to patients, both to domestic patients who want to go abroad, and also to patients who go from abroad, from other member states, and those incoming patients, they should be given information about quality and safety measures in place. And some member states are already asking, but what do you mean? Do we have any format, an EU format on this? No, we don't have any, but maybe, who knows how it will evolve. Oops, I think that I pressed something. We are almost at the end. Okay, so now what comes next? In March 2013, we will have again a discussion with health ministers, this time on patient safety. And we are very pleased because the incoming Irish presidency decided to discuss the report that we just published. And it's very important because we had a feeling that since 2009, when this recommendation was adopted, it was implementation period, but maybe we thought that because of other political priorities about crisis, maybe the patient safety becomes a little bit invisible or less important. So here this discussion in March is very important politically for us, because it will give a new impulse and it will remind people that patient safety is there, and the message what we want to pass at this occasion is that patient safety shouldn't be seen as a cost. That first, this is patient safety should be ensured because of patients and for the sake of patients, but also because it has a cost. It's costly not to have patient safety. So cost of unsafe care, this will be the motive of this meeting. This is what we discuss with Irish presidency. Now, as I said, it will be end of transposition period of the cross-border directive, and then we'll see if member states will have more appetite for more formal collaboration. This we have to observe. And in June 2014, we will prepare a second report on the implementation of the recommendation on patient safety. And this one will be quite interesting because here, with this report that we have just adopted, we have for the first time, we have quite comprehensive information on patient safety from all 27 member states. Never happened before. And so in June 2014, we will be able really to measure progress compared with this first report. And in 2015, it will be the end of the joint action on patient safety and quality of care, and we will see what, if, I hope yes, but what this joint action will propose as the form of permanent cooperation on safety and quality. So, in brief, this is what I wanted to say. Here there are some links for more information, and thank you for your attention, and I wish you a very nice and successful conference.